Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Philadelphia Phillies on radio.com and sports radio 94 WIP.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast.
The last podcast ever.
Let's say, Jack, the hopes are officially dashed. They're not even high. They're
the
just
dead
done.
Hopes podcast.
There's no hope.
No hope podcast.
It's over, Jack. Phillies officially, even though we've been known it for
but it hurts worse.
Officially eliminated.
It hurts potential. Worse when you put
it's over.
Way.
It's over. It's done. Just happened hours ago. It's over, man.
I know. It's not fun.
No.
8 years.
Eight. Like I said last time, we're getting near a decade, man. We're getting near a decade the playoffs.
We're being lumped in with the Marlins, Padres, Mariners, White
fourth
Sox.
Fourth place team. I mean, the Phillies are fourth place team. They're going to finish fourth place in the National League East.
Behind the freaking Mets, dude. Behind the Mets, who we mock this whole season.
I know.
You know what made
us look like a-holes. Thanks a lot.
You know what I forgot today? At one point in the season, the Nationals were 12 games under 500.
That's a good point.
12 games under 500.
And to think about, it's especially gut punchy when you think about the whole Bryce Harper of it all and how much we mock the Nash. Ho, we got the guy. Sucks to be in Washington now. We look like the idiots yet again. I feel like the Phillies have made me look like an idiot over and over and over again. And to be fair, wasted a lot of my time this year, Jack.
Oh my God, I can't.
I mean, the waste.
I mean, obviously it wasn't all waste, but
no,
now
but a
it's
lot.
So we spent a lot of time watching a bad baseball game.
I really felt that the 7-2 loss yesterday, it really felt like a waste. As I was watching that game, I am in my head saying, I am wasting my time. This is a waste of my life to watch this game right now. That's how I felt.
Yeah. And you can't even really drink during games.
No, I have to record a podcast right after.
So that sucks doubly.
Yes, it's the worst.
Yeah.
And I have to watch them. Every single one. I can't miss it. Even if I wanted to, I can't. It's the worst, man. It's like torture.
It is. No,
it's gotten to become torture. At
yeah,
the end
it's... I would like to apologize to my entire family, given the amount of time that I've spent. Like I've shirked my
fatherly duties.
I would not talk to people at a family party to watch this baseball
you
game.
You did? Well, you talked about that on the
every
show?
Single time. I go to like family parties in the summer all the time. I would ditch everyone to go watch this team.
Not worth it.
I was thinking today, you know, 8 years without playoffs, right? And it's been a pretty quick 8 years. Like it's
sure.
For as horrible as
I
it's
guess
been.
So yeah, you would think it would be longer.
Yeah,
feel longer.
Right. Like I thought we were gonna get rally towels this
Me
year.
Me too. I thought this was the year.
And I thought this is the year that Philly's like for the last 4 years, people have been like, oh, baseball's dying. Baseball's not dying if your team is fun and your team's in the run, because then it's the best. Like it's the best. Every single night you're looking forward to 7-5. What exciting thing are they gonna do? And like for them to just do this again and to just fall apart, like they fell apart earlier this year, but they stabilized a little bit.
They did. No, it wasn't like last year.
No.
It wasn't.
I mean, it's turning into last year.
Yeah, I mean, look, this last week, we all remember the Rockies series last year. I could see that happening again very easily.
Yeah.
Where they just get trounced in the rest of these games and it's embarrassing.
Higher draft pick.
Higher
draft pick season?
Could we end up under 500 again? Because that is totally on the table.
If they go under 500, like Middleton, he has to clear house. Like, okay. I think Gabe's gone regardless.
Let's dive into this, because I think that's very... I mean, Gabe was even asked about it after the game today. You know, what do you think about your future?
By the way, did you see Gabe's other quote after the game?
No, I only saw about the 2020.
He said, sometimes we fight too hard.
Oh, God. no, God, Gabe.
I love him.
No.
You're gonna miss that.
No, I'm so not gonna miss it. When Joe Madden, you said this to me earlier, when Joe Madden comes in and says, I'm just a shot in a beer kind of guy, I'm in.
Oh, dude.
Give me Joe Madden.
Listen, when Joe Madden comes in and says, I'm a shot in a beer, this is a shot in a beer town.
Yep.
Oh, this city's gonna be like, oh, like, finally a real baseball
and
guy.
And then he's gonna manage exactly like Gabe.
And then he's gonna rip the,
it's gonna be the same thing.
And then he's gonna rip the fans. It's
he
gonna
probably
be,
will. Yeah, that quote that you showed me from him in Chicago is basically like fans have no idea about bullpen.
Can I throw, before we get too far into this, can I throw a name that I didn't think about until today?
Sure.
That I think would be actually really, really interesting. And I would, he's automatically at the top, my top three.
Okay.
Raul Ibanez.
Oh, that's interesting. I
Dodgers.
Would get, yeah. No,
well liked.
Well, very well liked.
Smart.
Nice career. Was around the game forever. Smart guy, affable guy, likable guy. I think would do a lot better in the press conference arena.
You could say that.
Else.
You could definitely.
I think it's a. If they're going to go with a first time guy, I can't think of a better first time guy than.
Like, Ibanez. I was just, like, Ibanez.
He's on that track. Look, Raul Ibanez is going to be a manager in baseball. He is on that track. He's one of those guys they talk about, just like it happened for Alex Cora before he got hired, like it happened for Gabe before he got hired. Like, there are guys who just become these types of candidates, guys who are on that track to become a manager. And Raul Ibanez is talked really highly of in MLB circles.
Yeah, and Raul Ibanez is a guy that his teammates all loved. And. Like whenever you talk to baseball people about Raul Ibanez, it was like, yeah, imagine that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking about. Opening day next year. Come on.
It'd be so funny. I think Raul would be a really, really interesting choice. And he's analytical. I mean, he comes from the Dodgers, obviously.
Yep, for sure.
And I think he just connects obviously you can have your opinion on Gabe or whatever. And I like Gabe. And I think Gabe's a very sound baseball mind, but where me as a baseball player, like watching Gabe and seeing how he interacts, like he's just not a baseball guy. Like, and like, I know people would say, well, he played 14 years in the majors. Like, that's not really the point. Yep. Like just cause he played that long doesn't mean he's a baseball guy.
He just doesn't fit in the same way.
There's a difference between being a baseball guy and just being like, well, Gabe, like
he is so just Gabe.
He's just Gabe.
He is.
He's
man.
Literally just Gabe.
And we've talked about this before. And again, I don't want perception to rule my team's decisions. I don't want my organization making decisions purely based on perception. But I just don't know if. And again, winning cures all and all that. But yeah. I just don't know if Gabe ever works in this city. You know, I just don't know if the way he goes about his business, the way he interacts with the media, the things he says after games. I mean, it's just, again, to say we're still in it after yesterday's game, I know he can't say like, oh, season over, but he's just so not real. It just feels so forced. And like, again, yesterday after the game today, he's like, come off the field, guys. Great job. You really killed it out there. It's like, no, they didn't. They didn't.
They had 18 straight retired.
They sucked. Don't do that. Just be real. Be us. Like, channel us just a little bit to know that this stuff just comes off as so hollow and so fake. And I think Gabe's gone. I've said for a while I thought they didn't make the playoffs. He's gone. And I think the way it's played out, I don't think there is any chance at this point they bring Gabe Kapler back because they're going to finish, what, 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 games out of the playoffs at this point? Mm. There's no way John Middleton can bring everything back. And I don't see him getting rid of Matt Klentak. I want him to. I'm all for it. I just don't see it happening.
What do we have to do to get Chaim Bloom to be our GM?
Well,
what do we have to do?
It's never going
to
happen.
Did I just start Chaim Bloom Lent?
Sure. I don't think it'll be as successful as your last Lent.
I know. I really don't.
Klentak's not. Do you agree that Klentak's not going anywhere?
I agree unless they finish below 500.
I mean, that's a real possibility. What do you mean unless they finish? They're 79-77. There's a real chance they finish. I mean, do you trust them to win 3 of the last 6 or whatever?
Yeah, they're scratching and clawing until the end.
I know.
They're treating every game like it's game 7. That's why Brad Miller is a cleanup hitter today.
Okay, no, I saw the lineup today.
That's why Blake Parker is starting a playoff game today. Game 7.
Perfect Parker. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's what he is.
He had perfect game stuff today.
He did.
He definitely did. I pray to the heavens that Andy McPhail's gone. I don't want that guy sniffing my organization anymore. Like, he can't even be. I would honestly put a restraining order on Andy McPhail.
Yeah,
that's how far I want him away from this.
To be fair, I don't think he does anything.
I don't think he does that much anyway.
I don't care. Like, I agree with you. I want him gone. I just never want to see his face again. I never want to hear his name again. Get out. But in terms of like product and whatever, I don't think he does anything.
Yeah,
I think he literally does nothing. I think he literally sits at home and you know, wears his adult diapers and does whatever he does. And every once in a while, Matt Klentak will call and be like, hey, Andy, we need you in for the day. And I'll go in, and that'll be it.
Yeah, I think he also, I think he holds back them when it comes to analytics.
Kidding everything about the adult diapers part. That part's
right. I could see it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just really don't like Andy McPhail.
Yeah, I don't either.
He's a bad symbol of the organization.
I agree. He's a bad face of the organization. But with the Kapler thing,
I mean, him and freaking Billy Beane have the same title.
It's unbelievable.
They have the same title.
And Billy Beane, yet again with zero money, is taking the East.
90 wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to the playoffs again, like usual. It's just and okay, so. With the Kapler thing too, just back to the point you just made about the message to the fans, I do think that's another reason Kapler will be gone. The message to the fan base that A, they're trying to do something, and B, that, you know, they're not going to just send Kapler out there as the face of this franchise anymore because he makes everyone mad. Like it or not, he makes everyone mad.
Yeah, it's a shame it comes down to that. Like, I just think it's such a Neanderthalistic mindset, sure, of like, oh, we don't like this guy. Like, I feel like he never really got a chance.
No, Jack, he was booed the first time he stepped on the field.
He never got a
chance.
That's
it. That is the story of Gabe Kapler's tenure. Happened the very first time he stepped on the field at Citizens Bank Park, and nothing has changed. No matter what he did, he couldn't do anything. Maybe if they make the playoffs last year and just become good, sure, you know, that's the kind of thing that can change things. But considering the hand he was dealt from the jump, he did not really ever have much of a chance here.
Yeah, and I think the craziest part about Gabe probably being fired,
is that, very, very likely in my mind,
is that I think the city wants him fired, but they'll also feel bad at the same time.
Well, and I also think, I think you're right about that, and I also think that at some point over the last couple months, and I know we've talked about it for a really long time here, but at some point over the last couple months, I think it flipped. I think that people don't like Gabe, but I think people have finally started to put the blame where it truly deserves to be placed. More than not, I think people are starting to say, all right, Matt Klentak's not good.
You're welcome.
Matt Klentak, yeah. Matt Klentak did a bad job. He did a bad job.
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, yeah. He didn't give me the whole, oh, he signed three All-Stars.
All right, let's talk about Klentak. Because we both need his back, but let's talk. He comes out, speaks in the media, John Heyman, Big Time Baseball something. And
Big Time Baseball Podcast, powered by radio.com.
There you go. Thank you, sir. Good work.
Yeah, don't pull that.
No, I was just saying, because there's really only one baseball podcast out there. You're listening to it.
Right.
But I guess national, there's only one Phillies podcast.
There you go.
Okay, so if you're going to listen to a national podcast, make it the radio.com Big Time Baseball Podcast. Klentak sits down with them. Great get by them, no question. And then he speaks to Jim Salisbury. And the overwhelming takeaway for me, and I'm sure people have seen it by now, if not, pause the pod, go read it, and come back and listen, but it's just that this guy doesn't think he did anything wrong.
Nope.
He doesn't think he did anything wrong. And he's got excuses for everything. At no point in any of those interviews does he say, yeah, my bad. Yeah, I screwed that up. Yeah, I did a bad job. Not once, Jack. Not once. Does he put any, there's always an equivocation. There's always a blame to place somewhere else. There's always, oh, we'll go back and we'll look at our process. And just because the results didn't work doesn't mean the process wasn't, all that stuff. Matt, take some freaking responsibility, man. Some accountability. Say, yeah, that's on me. Did you hear that once in the entire thing? And what was your takeaway from everything Klentak had to say?
You've heard me say this. Last year's starting pitching rotation was both healthy and effective.
Not in a linear way, though, Jack.
The effectiveness wasn't linear.
Oh, there you go.
It was more effective in the first half than it was in the second half, but it was aggregate. That group of guys was pretty good last year. There's no question that we bet on some improvement from some of those players based on what they had shown in 2018, based on their ages, their development curve, and what we thought that we would be more improvement than what we've seen. Now this is all Klentak so far. He did not add in that quote, we expected Nick Pivetta to add a splitter. But in my head, that's exactly what he's saying.
Well, no, see, here's the thing is because it was them, they didn't expect that. You expected Pivetta to add a splitter. They just expected Pivetta to get better.
Yeah. It's hard to look back and second guess that thought process. It's easy to look back and second guess the results, just like many Phillies fans have second guessed. We made a lot of adjustments to our team last offseason in a lot of areas. Many of those have worked out, some have not. But I think the best we can do is to look at the reasons we made our made or didn't make decisions and try to learn from it. Matt.
Okay.
Klonczak.
So the last line, sure. Yes, you should be looking at the decisions you made and try and learn from them. What I fail to hear there yet again is at any point does he say, yeah, it didn't work out and that's our fault. Like, just because you thought your process was fine and sure, going back and saying, yeah, we expected these guys to get better. That's a fair expectation to have. They didn't get better. They got worse. Like, how at any point is that not on you, Matt?
What was the thought process behind signing Arrieta?
Great question.
What was your sound process then?
And then, not just signing him, but then counting on him again. I know you're paying him, but you counted on him. You made him a big part of why you're going to be good this year.
Yeah. And then
again, real quick, Pivetta and Eflin, I get it. You could say, and there were other people, I think, who believed that Pivetta would take a step forward.
Not me.
Not you. Not me. Not the show. But yeah. I get it. I can at least understand the process. What's your argument? What's your process over results for why Vincent Velasquez was brought back for the... I can't even go into it. Like, how many years do we have to watch Vincent Velasquez? How many years do we have to watch this guy to know that he's not good? I mean, what do we have to do? What do we have to do to get Vincent Velasquez off this team?
I think we have to riot.
I'm ready to riot. Can you hear me? I'm yelling.
You want to march on CDP right now?
I am Charlie Dang as hard as I can Charlie Dang.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. It's truly, and like to say that the fans thing, like a lot of our fans are second guessed. It's like, well, guess what, Matt? They're right again.
Yeah.
So
we second guessed because we were right. And
so
you're wrong.
Hey, how about you? Maybe you stop ripping the people that are actually right, and maybe you figure out your crap, and stop blaming, stop being such a prick towards your the people who buy your freaking seats to barely fill your stadium because you can't do your job good enough. You didn't want to spend $13 million on Dallas Keuchel. That's not the fans' fault, Matt.
Nope. You were wrong about it. Look, you can have whatever excuses you have for why you didn't sign him in the moment, but say, hey, guess what? We should have done that. Very clearly, you'd have to be, in fact, you should be fired if you can't acknowledge that signing Dallas Keuchel was the right decision. It bore out. He pitched great for Atlanta. You sucked. Your starting rotation sucked.
Drew Smyly, Jason Vargas.
Vargas.
Here we are.
Vargas.
I wish he wasn't so arrogant.
That's the problem. It's so arrogant, and you're talking down to a fan base that is ultimately supporting your product. And here's the thing, Matt, we're not a stupid fan base. Like, yes, we definitely have a portion of our fan base that is stuck in the Stone Ages. We get that. Jack and I talk about it a lot. Jack, probably too much. We get it. But that doesn't mean that the entire fan base is stupid, because we're not. And he talks to us like we are. He talks to us like we don't understand. Like, hey, you guys don't understand this, okay? Like, this is high-level baseball stuff that I get and you don't, so why don't you sit in your place?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it feels like when he talks to us.
Yeah, well, I mean, anytime you can show your track record from the Angels, right, and the Baltimore Orioles.
They got another scout, by the way. How about it?
Super.
Anytime you can get an Orioles scout, a 20-year Orioles scout.
Sign me up.
Well, think about all the great players that guy must have scouted for the Orioles in 20.
Oh. Well, actually, I got a name for you.
Did he do one? Dylan Bundy?
Josh Hader in the 19th round.
Okay.
You know, he was an Orioles farmhand first.
Yeah. Blind squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, really? Really?
Now, the way it was written.
I just prepare yourself mentally.
No.
For the future press relief.
Nope.
Phillies have hired XY from the Orioles organization to be their scouting director, or from the Angels organization, or have promoted asshat number 3 from their own organization.
Nope.
Get ready.
Nope.
Get ready.
I refuse.
No, I will bet everything I have that they do not hire someone from a smart organization. I'll bet everything I have. I'm devastated about it. I'm not happy about it. But do you believe what Matt Klentak does is he insulates himself with people who he can control, people who are his guys. He doesn't care if they're good. Clearly, he doesn't care about finding the best and the brightest because he's threatened by them. That's why, I mean, what are we doing here? That's why I can't wait for it to be Joe Maddon or Joe Girardi or whoever who's going to come in and be like, no, I'm not doing what you tell me.
Well, the only way that's going to happen is if Middleton gets involved.
You don't think he will?
Maybe.
He has to.
You'd hope so.
I'm a little down on John. Not gonna lie.
He's definitely not Jack.
Oh my God. He lost Jack a while ago. I mean, again, the Phillies will finish the season as the 11th highest payroll in baseball. The 11th. I thought we were supposed to be a big boy.
Yeah.
John Middleton told me. I was in the studio looking into that room while he was talking to Angelo Cataldi. I was right there watching him say, we're going to be a freaking big boy. We're bringing that trophy back or I'm going to die trying.
Yeah.
No, you're not. If you're going to die trying, spend some freaking money. Like, do what you got to do. Hire smart people. Like,
Steinbrenner of the South.
Run a baseball franchise.
Steinbrenner of the South.
It's not funny anymore.
It's not funny anymore.
No. It used to be cute. It's not anymore.
Yeah. I really wish I could be cocky about John Middleton, but I don't have his. And like, he's down there this week. Like, they're all down there in Washington. Like, the whole brass is down there.
God, what? They can't imagine being in those meetings. That must be some like, high level stuff.
What are they doing? Like, they're obviously all there, right? And their only decision they're going to make is whether they're keeping Kapler or not.
That's it.
I mean, if Klentak's in that room, like,
that's it.
Yeah.
Oh God, can you imagine? And again, look, as far as it goes, I am not anti-Kapler comparative to the vast majority of people, but I just don't see any way they could. Klentak's going to fight for Kapler, obviously. The one.
Well, he already did on the.
On the rate. Absolutely did on Radio.com podcast, on
MLB Network.
Salisbury's interview on MLB Network. He has made it very clear that he thinks Gabe has done a fantastic job, which, look, of course he's going to. That's his guy. He hired that guy. The moment Gabe Kapler gets fired, Matt Klentak is on the clock.
Well, why are you letting a GM make a second manager choice?
Well, that's my point. I don't think you can. Because Klentak is going to stump for Kapler. He's going to fight to keep him.
Scratching and clawing. Game 7?
Till it's done. We're still fighting, Jack. We're still fighting.
Man. So it's gonna be a super fascinating offseason.
There is a lot to go down.
Would you rather
that Matt Klentak is going to be back. I'm so annoyed. It hurts my soul thinking about another year of this guy setting this franchise back.
All right. I think we need to talk about this because I think it's really important. So Salisbury wrote today after the game, and he said this about Rhys Hoskins.
Oh, I saw this.
Rhys Hoskins went 0-for-3 with a walk. He is hitless in his last 25 at-bats, and his batting average is down to .229. He's hitting .182 since the All-Star break. Back in spring training, it at least seemed possible that the Phillies would try to lock up Hoskins with a long-term contract this winter. That is highly doubtful now. It might be more plausible that the Phillies shop him in a trade for pitching this offseason.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
I mean, here's the thing.
The fall from grace for Rhys Hoskins
has been precipitous.
What sucks is that I feel bad for him. Like, I watch him and I feel bad because I think he's trying. I think all of that. And he should be a face of this franchise. He should be. He is by default.
He was and is and whatever. Yes.
And I think that there's a better player in there.
We've seen it. Like, that wasn't all a mirage.
But I keep waiting every single day for him to come out like 09 Hamels.
Yeah, I know.
And just say, like, I can't wait for the season to be over.
I'm done. Yeah. In tears, maybe.
Right. And I mean, I don't blame him. Like,
Look, he had to have Sean Rodriguez stand up for him.
He had to go to, in this offseason, he went to Japan. He didn't really have an all. Like, he's been nonstop doing everything since he got up here. I feel bad for him. But what do you, I guess you start moving Boehm and grooming Boehm and then try to sign Rendon?
I would love them to sign Rendon.
If you could have your choice,
Middleton, go get guys, spends money. Please.
If you could choose one, you're only allowed to choose one. You can't choose both. You cannot choose neither.
Cole or Rendon.
Which is the better path for the Phillies?
I hate this question specific to. I'm 99 times out of 100, I'm taking the star hitter in that situation. I do. It's the way I lean philosophically. I think it has to be Gerrit Cole in this situation. I think it has to be. I mean, I don't see any other path to getting elite starting pitching.
I mean, did you see Spencer Howard last Friday in the Arizona Fall League?
But like, Gerrit Cole is one of the five best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah.
Right? Fair?
Yes. And he's been a horse.
And he's getting better. He's better this year than he was last year. He's getting better.
Let's factor in the Astros pitching staff.
Sure. True.
Or the Astros pitching coaches.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm sure he'll regress.
We're going to. Yeah. I mean, CY gets his hands on him. He'll be back to Pirates Gerrit Cole real quick.
I feel like you can supplement production offensively a little bit easier with the free agents out there than I don't want to pay Madison Bumgarner. There are no other starters.
Wheeler?
I like Wheeler.
$590 for Wheeler?
I would take, yes. If they're not going to sign Cole, I would absolutely take a shot on Wheeler. That dude has a ton of upside. He's been pretty good.
How the hell was he in the Carlos Beltran trade?
One of the worst trades.
Well, that trade was in 2011.
Yeah, it was straight up. It was Zach Wheeler for Carlos Beltran, and Beltran was done.
Dunzo.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the Hoskins point though, and
I would say Rendon. By the way,
I'm torn. I want to say Rendon. Would you say it like definitively, or is it a tough call for you?
Tough call. Yeah. But I just think that anytime you can get a guy,
that's what I'm saying. Like I generally lean towards like I know what Anthony Rendon is and is going to be, and he's just awesome. And Cole, he's arms pitchers. It scares me.
123 RBI this year.
He's 124 now.
124.
Yeah.
Like he's just
batting like 325.
He's impossible to get out.
He's so good.
He's like a souped up Jose Altuve.
He's one of the best hitters in baseball. Maybe the best pure hitter. Like he's one of them. Like if you had to pick a guy to get you a one hit in any spot, like Mike Trout's always going to be the guy right now. But that's what I mean. Like Rendon, just pure bat skill, bat on ball. Like he might be the guy I'd choose just to get me one hit. All I need is a single. All I need is whatever in any situation. I mean, he's up there.
No, I know this sounds insane.
Oh, good.
I would never be able to get out Anthony Rendon. I know that sounds insane.
Because the idea that you could get out other major league hitters. Sure.
What yes. I'm saying is, yeah. Like, that guy would. Like, me and Pivetta both would get destroyed by Anthony Rendon.
Basically the same thing, right?
Same mental makeup.
All right. Back to Hoskins. The issue with that, and I wouldn't be against if you can get a good young pitcher for him, well, sure.
If he's writing that, they've soured on him. Well, it's as simple as that.
Very clearly. But my issue is, you're going to trade him when he's in the worst slump of his career and shell himself. Like what's the upside there?
Yeah, you're selling super low.
The lowest he's ever been. Reese Hoskins' value right now is the lowest it's ever been.
Not even close.
Yeah, including when he was a prospect. Yeah. Like there is no value there.
Probably
right
lowest
now.
It's been since like 2015.
Yeah. So at that point, like, what's the upside? Why are you trading him then?
Good question.
Yeah.
But unless they've soured on that much, they don't want him around anymore.
I just don't trust this organization. Well,
I guess
how bad is that? I just don't trust them to make these decisions.
Who are they going to put at first base? It'd be Boehm, right? But then who you put in third base? Kingery?
And you put then in, you sign Rendon or something.
Well, you do your best, but I mean, do you really think they're going to shell out $250 million for Anthony Rendon?
I don't think they're going to shell out anything for any of these guys. I think they're not. I think it's all bluster. I think if Bryce Harper hadn't stretched it out over 13 years and it was only 25 a year, I don't know if they get it done. I think that they want to stay below the luxury tax. I think that.
No, I think they didn't want to do it this year.
Well, good. They have to go over.
Oh, they don't have a choice. It is time.
Well, you think
you wasted a year of the window. You traded Sixto Sanchez for a catcher with a year and a half left on his contract, okay? You opened the window.
I know.
They're going to go over it. If they don't go over it, we are rioting.
I need to see it happen.
They're going to go over it.
I need to see it happen.
Oh, this is depressing. They're going to go over it.
I know. It's very
don't say they're not going to go over
I
it.
I hope
don't,
so.
Don't put
look,
that
look, John Middle has to prove to me again. I'm sorry. Like, I've been very disappointed.
Prove it
again, yeah, it's prove it here. And again, they're bringing back.
The complacency for this team is unbelievable.
They didn't care all year. Matt Klentak and McPhail continually told us, we don't care. That's what they said. If we don't, we don't.
That was before the trade deadline.
That is the way of saying we don't care. If we don't, we don't. AK, we don't care. Whatever. It's whatever, man.
And as mad as you want to get at McPhail and Klentak for that, like Middleton signed off on that.
Absolutely.
He signs off on everything. He's the owner. He's an involved owner. And he's like, nah, Keiko, $14 million.
Yeah, we don't need that guy.
That's getting close. Yeah. We don't want to go
a little,
over.
A little tight on the old luxury tax there.
Yeah. So Hoskins, like, what could you even get? Like
now? I don't know. Not much. What are you getting for him? Like, what you're getting? You know what you're getting? You're getting someone else's.
You're getting the Reese Hoskins starting pitching equivalent.
Exactly.
That's what you're getting.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what you're getting, and that's not like, super exciting.
What is the plan here?
There isn't one.
What is the plan?
That's the problem.
You trade Hoskins, put Boehm at first, put Kingery as a third baseman full time, start Hazley in center field, have McCutcheon in left field. Is that their plan?
I don't think they have a plan right now. Like, I don't think they have a firm plan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust this organization to make decisions. That's where I'm at. And it sucks and it's depressing, but I don't trust them to make decisions.
What if they hire Joe Maddon and bring back John Maley as the hitting coach? World Series champ.
Well, that won't happen. Look, I think if they, as we both think, fire Kapler, I think it's going to be really telling to see who the hire is, in the sense that if it is Maddon, if it is a big time name like that, I think it was Middleton's decision. I don't think that Klentak would bring in someone who's going to have the clout to question him, to go against him, to not do his bidding, as it were. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's going to be fascinating. It's going to be literally, for as awesome as last offseason was getting Harper, this offseason is going to be, should be crazy. We got to replace a manager, we have to find a starter, and we have to fill out the rest of the roster.
And a scouting director.
And right. they got to find another closer because Robertson's out.
Of course they do. That's one of the things on the list. A closer, you need a bullpen.
You need a bullpen.
You have to find a bullpen. Tommy Hunter's gone. Pat Neshek's gone.
Juan Nicasio's gone.
Like, you have to find a bullpen.
Yeah.
A full bullpen. Sir Anthony Dominguez, who the hell knows? I know no Tommy John, so that's great.
He'll just get it.
I'm sure it'll work out well. Yeah. What's going to happen is he's going to work his way back. He's going to hurt his arm again, and he's going to get Tommy John. We're not going to see Sir Anthony for like two more years. Right? Do you think that's a fair assessment if you had to guess?
Yeah.
I think we're not going
to
see it for 2 years.
You want me to think something's going to go right? I'm shocked Harper's here, honestly. I'm shocked.
It's honestly the most shocking thing that has happened.
Yeah.
In recent
years. We never get that guy.
No. No.
Love it. I can't wait.
It's such a bummer.
Oh, so I'll turn this around real quick. You got sad the first 25 minutes? We got a lot to do. I can't wait.
You are the quickest turnaround.
Oh, I don't care. I told you, I've been dead since the Reds game. Yeah. I've literally been dead. Like, I haven't, they've killed me. So I'm back.
Are you really, though? Or is this this faux backness?
Nah, I can't wait. There's so much intrigue.
There's a lot of intrigue. I just wish I had some level of confidence that they were going to do the right thing.
Never should.
I know.
They're the losingest franchise
in
the history of sports.
How is that fun?
Just one day they'll figure it out. They figure it out for five year runs at a time. And then they go back into the tank. Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
We'll have a lot to talk about.
Our next podcast, realistically, because we're going to start going back to one a week next week, it might be the emergency Gabe Kapler's fired podcast.
What do you mean might be? I think it's going to be. I think on Monday, Gabe Kapler will be fired. That is my guess.
Will grown men be weeping in the streets? Yay, they got him out of here. About time. Told you from day one that guy can't manage in this city. Doesn't match up well. Coconut oil oven. Doesn't know how to manage. Pulled Nola after 68 pitches. People forget that. I called in WIP the first day. Said, get this guy out of here. Bring in a real baseball guy like Joe Madden.
That call will happen.
Yeah.
That call will happen on Monday. Dude. I guess the one good thing is that Gabe will get his day. Thank goodness the Eagles are playing on Thursday night this week. So Gabe actually gets Monday. It'll be a Gabe day. Won't be a reaction to the Eagles day. Something, right?
Yeah, he deserves that.
Feel good for Gabe about that, right?
Yeah.
Get his day to get...
He deserves that.
The victory lap that all the people will be taking on Monday.
I really...
I wanted to say something else there, but I didn't.
I hope he goes on with Angelo after he gets fired.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Should.
Come on and just go scorched earth.
Hey, listen, here's everything that went wrong.
Hey, you want to know what the real story is? Here you go.
Yeah.
I couldn't do this. I couldn't do this. Klentak forced me to do this. I had to do this.
Did you see my starting staff the last 2 months?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think I wanted to roll these guys out here? Do you think that was my decision?
You saw Real Muto's face when Jared Hughes come in. You should have seen mine.
That is definitely the face of the season. Romuto's face when Jared Hughes came in is like the season.
Yep.
2019 Phillies.
Yep.
Boom.
Very fun team.
It's great.
It's going to go down as history.
Maybe the most annoying season in my lifetime watching the Phillies. It's up there. It's legitimately up there in the most annoying seasons I've ever had. When you've taken the expectations,
September
the night tonight
was
brutal. But I'm talking about when you've taken the expectations we had, the high hopes, dare I say, the night to night of it, the inability to get on a run, the massive amount of just brutal, ugly losses combined with the massive amount of just complete and total no shows. It's up there, man. If I had to make my most annoying seasons ever rankings, this one might be the top. It's up there.
You got to go back and watch one team, this team or the dream team?
I mean, that's an easy answer.
Because the Dream Team's only 16 games.
You're damn right. You are damn right. Dream Team all day.
It's not 16 times.
Oh my God. 10? Can you imagine going back to watch? I'm sad that I've watched all 150, whatever it is so far. Yeah. I'm sad. It makes me sad that I've spent all that time watching this team.
A lot of baseball.
It's too much, you might say. All right. We've done enough bitching. Fritz, final thoughts.
Let me look into my notes.
In the note bag.
Okay. I got I had three things I want to hit on.
Hit on. Go for it.
So they're my final thoughts.
It's a trio of final thoughts.
Adam Haseley, who I really like and I think is going to be a good major league player. I think he's 5 for 45 on breaking pitches this year.
Whoa.
Yeah. Can't hit him.
That's jarring.
Yeah, it's not good.
Not good.
He can't hit curveballs.
Not good.
Trouble with the curve, some would say. So he needs to spend.
You did it.
He spends all offseason, needs to work on that curveball and hitting curveballs and figuring that out. Because okay. He hits a fastball pretty well. But,
so just like Nick Pivetta spent all offseason working on a splitter, this got it.
Right.
Good.
My second final thought is I know he didn't pitch well today. But I've been impressed with Edgar Garcia since he came back.
I saw you tweet about this.
I like him.
You're in on it.
That slider is disgusting.
It's a legit pitch. It's a really good pitch.
And he's thrown with more conviction recently.
He looked better since being brought
back
up.
I still think he can get more tilt to it. Like, he needs to get on top of his pitches more and drive it down, drive his slider down. He needs to almost watch how Brad Lidge threw his. And because Brad Lidge created the perfect amount of tilt. And I just.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was a pitching coach who showed him
heat maps. See why.
He's gone too, by the way.
Oh, he is.
He is the lock of locks to be gone.
Stone cold mortal lock.
Good thing, they chose him over Rick Kranitz.
I mean, maybe. No
look,
thoughts on.
Let's put it this way. Rick couldn't have been worse.
No.
And the evidence from, look, the same guys were better last year. They just were. And I
mean, they were kind of better. They're also the same staff in September that was
slightly
horrible.
Better. And still, the point is not worse. Not worse.
Yeah, I mean, they're good for the most part of the season and then fell apart.
Rick Kranitz is coaching in the playoffs. Chris Young isn't.
Yeah, well, that's also a product of more than just him being a pitching coach.
I know, all right?
Rick Kranitz.
It's because of Brian Snicker. He's such a great manager.
He's unbelievable. He really taught Ronald Acuna a lesson when he sat him down.
Yeah.
Right, as Ronald Acuna again.
Oh, I'm saying, two for two.
He's real hard-nosed.
Made the playoffs every year he's managed, just saying.
Guy is a stone cold fraud.
Number three.
And my final thought is that once again, Nationals fans are just the most embarrassing sports fans on earth. This is my first time I had seen the Gerardo Parra shark thing.
Oh yeah, the baby shark,
which
thing?
Is embarrassing.
I thought that was kind of fun.
Stupid.
Well, and then, you don't have a kid.
And
so.
I don't. Yeah, it's fine.
Baby shark, not that Zoe's into that, but
now imagine that, except with grown people in a baseball stadium.
Come on, it's kind of cute.
And I don't want cute. and then today, have you ever heard them do this? When they score, they go N-A-T-S, Nats, 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 woo.
Okay.
I mean, that's got to be the lamest thing you've
ever
heard.
Well, first of all, they're stealing it. I mean, the woo part, I guess, is theirs, which is the lamest part, but that's J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Like, that has been that forever. That's theirs. Sorry. Can't use it.
Yeah.
That's theirs.
Yeah.
But the woo,
that's
the worst part.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
I mean, between that and attitude, it's just...
Attitude is the worst thing that's ever happened.
Ever happened in the history of baseball.
Just go back to Montreal. Can we just please be the Expos?
There's 20,000 people there, and they're...
20,000? I was thinking like 5, man. It looked like there were 5,000 people there to this game.
Dude, their Ring of Honor is Frank Robinson, Frank someone else, and Jason Worth.
Just wait till Ryan Zimmerman's in there, buddy. Yeah. It's going to be great.
They'll put Harper. They should put Harper in.
Of course. He put their franchise on the map. Are you kidding me?
Is Jose Vidro getting in?
Jose Vidro. He was more
Chad
an expert than a Nat, I would say. Chad Cordero.
Brad Wilkerson?
It is.
Brian Schneider?
I dug the Expos. Sad though, the Nationals.
Yeah, I wish I saw more of the 90s Expos. The Vladdy, Expos.
I mean, that's the true tragedy of 1994 of the strike-shortened season was the Expos. I mean, they were the best team in baseball.
Gwynn was going to hit 400.
He might have spent like 396 or something like that.
Yeah.
But no, the true tragedy was, dude, the Expos were going to go to the playoffs. The Expos were going to the World Series. They were like 10 wins better than everyone else in baseball at the time of the strike. They were awesome. They had a freaking roster, man.
Oh, I mean, you remember those days like they were yesterday because that was your freshman year of college.
Not quite, but yes, I do remember those days like they were yesterday. All right, my final thought, it's a very simple one.
Oh, by the way, hold on. Anthony Rendon's a modern day Tony Gwynn.
Ooh, with a little more pop, even.
Better.
Not as good a base stealer. All right, my final thought, it's a very simple, rate and review the podcast. please.
We're gonna get through this offseason and the other.
We're gonna do it. We need you. We need you desperately, and you need us. Probably not. We need you though. So just stay with us. Last final thought, and it's very simple and it's very direct. I never want to see Austin Davis pitch again. I never want to see that guy pitch. And I'll usually say, like, I never want to see him pitch in a Phillies uniform again. I never want to see him pitch in any uniform again. I don't want him allowed in a beer league. All right? No more Austin Davis ever. If I have to start Austin Davis Lent the other way around, I'll do that while Jack's doing Chaim Bloom Lent. No more Austin Davis.
He is pretty bad.
I can't do it anymore.
He's pretty. Him and Edebry.
I just can't do it anymore.
You know what? Give me a real bullpen next year.
Yeah, please. Austin Davis has sucked the life out of me, along with Mike Morin and Jared Hughes and all those guys. I hate them all, Jack.
No, would you stop? Jared Hughes has been good recently.
He's been fine.
And Nick Vincent hasn't allowed a run in his last seven appearances.
I love Nick Vincent.
Would you calm down?
Didn't he allow a run today, Nick Vincent?
I don't know, maybe.
I think he did. Were you producing the game? You were checked out.
I blacked out. You think I was paying attention to the eighth and ninth inning? He struck out Howie Kendrick in a key spot today. In a game seven.
They all count.
He doubted that guy.
They're still fighting, Jack. All right. The next time we talk to you will probably be because Gabe Kapler has been fired. If it's not, it's going to be a hell of an interesting podcast. So either way, he's Fritz. I'm Seltzer. Talk to you later.